7:51.
Flip it. Flip it.
Of course, we do the word of the day every day, Monday through Friday, and Wayne Pond just kind of relaxes on Friday because we flip it and Nikki provides the word. Nikki, what you got for us?
Well, let's see. Inferati. Have you ever heard of that?
Inferati?
No. Will you spell that for us, Nick?
I'm going to try with you because I left it in my office.
Oh, no!
I was having a conversation with you, and I was like, oh, there's something I'm missing here.
There's a certain degree of hesitation going on there, and I wondered.
Yeah. Well, we'll go with Inferati. Inferati.
Inferati.
Yes. And
Inferati. If I got that right, okay.
It doesn't have an Italian accent, but yes.
I used to drive one of those cars. just kidding. What does it mean?
Well, it's
am I on, Ron?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you.
Oh, good. I wasn't clear on that. Sorry. Go ahead. Fire away.
All righty. It's more like the information that you get off the internet that may or may not be true.
Hmm.
I got it.
Yes. Inferati.
Okay. That's
roughly analogous to Rush Limbaugh's feminazis.
Very close. Yes, exactly.
Kind of a put down. Of course, virtually anything that comes out of the mouth of Rush Limbaugh is totally 1,000% unreliable, in contrast to what Nikki's giving us this morning.
Yeah.
And it's huge contrast.
Inferati ought to be a word that we all know because it's so prevalent these days. I mean, you never know what's out there. You just talked about it a few minutes ago.
The Facebook ads and stuff like that. Exactly.
My goodness. Mm-hmm. Well, I like that word.
Guys, listen. Yeah, me too. Listen, have a great weekend. I'm going to go turn on the TV and watch some Inferati.
Good idea.
Just don't spread it.
Hey, Wayne, have a good day, buddy. We'll see
you. You too. Have a great weekend. Congratulations to all the Carolina graduates. That's a great day coming up for them.
Yeah, fantastic.